Sure, up to Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, Omer Amnesha. The Omer Amnesha, Bered of Shub and Levi, Halacha Golulon, Kmin Sefer, Ve'ochson Biyamino, Kneged Libo. When you go to the bathroom, you take off your tefillin, and you roll them up like a sefer, like the, put the ritzuas on the tefillin, roll up the ritzuas on the tefillin, and you hold them in your right hand, Kneged Libo. Omer of Yosef bar Yumei to watch them. Omer of Rav Nachman Lavaj Lote Ritzua Yotzeis Mitachas Yado Tefach. The Ritzua should be wound well. They shouldn't extend the Tefach outside of your hand. Omer of Rav Yaakov bar Acha. Omer of Zera Loshana L'Sheishos Biyom L'Lavshan. That's only while you still have time to re-put them on. So you don't have to put them away. You take them into the Beis Hakiseh, hold them to guard them, and then immediately put them on as you, when you come out of the Beis Hakiseh again. Aval ein shos biyom l'lavshon, if you're going in at the end of the day, and you're not going to put them on again, then osu lahem kimin kis tefach u'meinichon. Then you make a kis that has a tefach of space in it, and you leave them in there. Omer Rava Bar Chana, Omer Rav Yochanan, biyom golulon kimin sefer, u'meinichon biyado keneged libo, u'balayla osu lahem kimin kis tefach u'meinichon. Right, that at night it's not enough. You, since there's no purpose to hold them in your hand, because you're not going to be able, because of that, to facilitate putting them on right away. So there, you put them away into a kis. The Rashi holds. Let's see Rashi here. Shalot teitz golulon b'ritzua shalahem. You wrap them up in the ritzuas. Shalotetze ritzua sheyesh b'kedusha shari bohen hu koshron uvekesher nira basiyoso kumin dalis. Rashi says the ritzuas themselves have kedusha because you make a dalit with the what's it called the ritzua shal rosh al shem achas meosio shal shakai v'hashin asuya b'kosli akitzitza hachitzona v'hayud asuya b'rosh ritzuas tefillin shal yad ritzua ketanim ma'od kofuf rosho v'nires kumin yud. Rashi says that the letters that form Shem Hashem, which are made with the Ritzuas, give the Ritzuas Kedusha itself. So you have to cover them up and hold them in your hand, but make sure that the Ritzua itself doesn't extend the Tefach out of your hand. B'yom k'shucholtzum b'shvil beis hakiseh, golon k'min sefer k'da'amorin. Right, in the daytime when you're taking them off to go to the beis hakiseh, so then you wrap them up, hold them in your hand. Rashi learns, not talking over here, we're taking him off at night to go to the bathroom. But it's time. Anytime you take off your tefillin at night, you have to put them into a tefillin zip. Oslem kis tefach, the chalolo tefach, where there's a space of air of a tefach between the tefillin and the case, the choshev akli, ohel lahatsik beinom lekarka. That way, you can put them on the ground, and because there's a tefach of space that separates between the tefillin and the ground. So once it was a hard case. Lo shonu deboy tefach, ele bekli, oh, not yet. Okay, others hold that it's talking about what's it called when you take them off to go to the bathroom at night. Not stam, that you have to have your tefillin in a case at night. But Pashas Rashi is talking about instead of putting them on the ground, you have to put them into a case if you're taking them off. But not that you have someplace else to put them is also okay. But you have to put them on the ground. You don't need a case that has a tefach of air either. Shabbos only to separate them. You put them on the ground. They have to be in a case with a tefach separating them. Omer Rabbi, lo shonu ela b'kli shu kelyon. This halacha that you need a tefach is only in a kli that's made special for the tefillin. Aval b'kli sheino kelyon. If you're putting it into a kli that's not made specially for the tefillin, afilu pachas mitefach. Then you don't need a space of a tefach, even less than a tefach is okay, because the kli itself is matzik between the ground and the tefillin. Omer Mar Zutra, v'seim Rav Ashi, teda, shari pachim ktani matzilin be'ol ha'meis. The Omer Rava Bar Barachana, ki avi azlina basreid Rav Yochanan, ki avi boilim, because pachim ktanim, right, are matzil be'ol ha'meis, which means that if you have a kli, even if it doesn't have a tefach of air, and something is in there, right, closed up, sealed. So the halacha is that it's not tummy, even if it's in the ohel of a mace. So you see, you don't need dafka tefach to be separated, even the kli itself separates. Tosfos points out that's only where it's not form-fitting. But if the kli form-fits the thing inside, then it's like covering the thing with something, and that does not matzel. It has to be of a shame kli. So there has to be some space between the thing and the kli. There's no space at all. Right? Mamish fits the form of the thing inside, then it doesn't help. Rashi. Lo shona deboi tefach, ela bekli shu kelyon. Kis ha'osi letzorchan. The kelyon karav lios bottle etzlam. The kli that's made specifically for the tefillin is to a certain degree bottle to the tefillin. Hilkach bo'in and dobra nikr she'chotzes bifneim. Therefore, you need something, some space to separate between it and the ground. Shari pachim ktanim atzilim, behekif tzomit pasul bo'ol anes. The afagav de lo havi tefach. Even though there's no space of a tefach, right, something is in a vessel and sealed up, even though it's in an Ohel HaMeis, the Ohel HaMeis doesn't make a tumble. Okay, right. V'omer Rabba Bar Barchana, ki avi yazlirim basred Rav Yochanan, ki avi boi lemeh lebeis akisei, ki avi noket safra dagadato, havi yoiv lon. When Rav Yochanan would want to go into the bathroom, and he was carrying with him some svarim, right, sifre dagadato, so he would give it to us to hold with for him while he was in the bathroom. Ki avi noket tefillin, when he was holding his tefillin, lo havi yoiv lon. He didn't give it to us. He brought it in with him, like the Gemara says, that you can wrap it up and hold it in your hand in the beis akisei. Omar Hoyle, the Sharnu Rabbonin, since the Rabbonin were matir to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei and to, what's it called, to hold on to them. So Ninatron, better I should bring them in, they'll protect me in the Beis HaKisei from all these mazikim. The Rith has a girsa here, not Ninatron, but Lo Nitrach. Since I'm allowed to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei, I don't want to be matriach, my talmidim, to have to hold it. So Nafkamina is there a reason the Dafka to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei? Or it's just that he didn't want to do matriach his talmidim? There wasn't any reason the Dafka to bring the tefillin in, it's just that he didn't want to do matriach. And why would the svarim he gave them to hold? Because svarim you don't have to watch so carefully. Tefillin need extra special watching, so therefore he didn't want to have to bother them watching the tefillin extra special. And the svarim don't need extra special watching. All of these halachas don't apply today. They only apply when people wore tefillin all day and they had to put them on right away after the Beis HaKisei. Then all these halachas apply today. We don't wear tefillin all day. You're surely not allowed to bring your tefillin into the Beis HaKisei. Omar Rava, ki avi azlinen basreid Rav Nachman, ki avi noket safra dagadato yoivlon, ki avi noket tefillin lo yoivlon. Omar hol v'sharnu rabbonin natron. Same thing. Same thing as before. Okay. Rashi. Omar Hoyl the Sharanu Rabbanan, La'ozan Biyodo Mishum Shmirasan. Since the Rabbanan said that you're allowed to take the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei and hold them there to guard them, so Ninatron Yishmiruni, then I should, the Dafka bring them in order that they should protect me. Achnisim Inev Yishmiruni Min HaMazikim. There's always Mazikim in the Beis HaKisei. It's good to have the tefillin there to protect me. Okay. Vaiter. Tan Rabbanan. Lo Yochas Odom Tefillin Biyodo, the Sefer Torah. Bizroo, the Yispal. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand. It's not having mincha or whatever, or marit. Shouldn't hold a pair of tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah and be mispal. Velo yashtin bohen, mayim. He's not allowed to urinate while holding tefillin or a sefer Torah. Velo yishan bohen, lo shinas keva, velo shinas aroi. He's not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on. Not shinas keva, not shinas aroi. Okay, Rashi. Because you won't be able to concentrate on your tefillah. Shari libo tomir aleihem shelo yiplu miyada. Because he's afraid that they're going to fall. Velo yishin bohem shema yotiach. And you can't sleep in tefillin, not even a shina saroi, because we're afraid that you'll pass gas while you're sleeping, even a shina saroi. Okay. Omar Shmuel, sakin umos ukeora v'kikur hara'elu kiyotze bohem. Just as much as you're not allowed to hold a sefer Torah or tefillin in your hand when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you can't hold a knife or money or a plate that could break and or bread. All of these things, a person's mind is on them that he should hold them. They shouldn't fall. They fall, they get ruined or break or damage things or whatever. And what's it called? Pashtus, the halacha is only with things like this that you're afraid that to drop them. But spam holding things that you're not afraid to drop or whatever, wouldn't apply to. There's a day in the Meiri that you're not allowed to hold anything in your hand except the siddur. that tzorich tefila while you daven. Not because we're afraid that what's it called you're going to drop them or whatever, but because of derech kovet. It's not kovet to hold something in your hand while you're davening shmon esrei. It's like being involved in something else besides shmon esrei. But halacha is pretty much dafka these kinds of things that you're afraid you may drop, and there's consequences if you drop them. Rashi. Hello, Hare Elukiyot, Shabayan Yilinyan Tfila, Shadoe Galeim Shlokipol, Asakin Vitazikenu. You're afraid that the knife may fall and you'll get damaged. The Hakaora Tishboch, or the things in the plate will spill out. The Hamos Yovdu, and the money will get lost. The Hakikar Yitonif, the bread will get ruined. So Rashi says only these things where specifically you're going to be focusing your attention on what you're holding and not on the Tfila. Omar Rava, Omar of Sheshes, Les Hilchus Oki Homas Nisa, the Beis Shamahi. The Ibeis Hilo, Hashta Beis Akise Kavua Shori, Beis Akise Aroi Miboyim. This, the halacha is not like what we said before, that Lo Yashkin Bohemayim, that you can't urinate with tefillin on. Why? Because that goes like Beis Shamahi. Because according to Beis Hilo, right, in a Beis Akise Kavua, right, you're allowed to, what's it called, urinate. Kol shekein in the Beis Akise Aroi was only urinating. Meisvei, dvorim shitarti l'chakan, let's see Rashi first, les hilchos okiyomas nisvei, tonu lo yashtem betfilin. It says you're not allowed to urinate with tefillin, the Beis Shamahi. Ta'amri la'el, menichem b'chalon asomot l'sharavim, v'lo yachnisem b'yodo v'yikonis. Right? Not like Beis Shamahi, who says that you have to take off the tefillin and leave them in the holes in the wall. Right, but like Beis Hillel, who says you're allowed to bring them into the Beis Hakise, right, and hold them even while you urinate. I mean, Leel Olsim Biyado Venichnas Beis Hakise Aroi Kigon LaHashtin Shein Adam Holich Bishvil on the Beis Hakise VaPamazos Nasa Mokom Azed Beis Hakise Tchila. Now, usually a person doesn't go to a set up Beis Hakise just to urinate. So therefore, this time is the first time that this place is being used as a Beis Hakise. That's called the Beis Hakise Aroi. So Gemara says, now the Gemara asks on that. So now we're saying that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to go into the Beis Hakise, hold your tefillin while you urinate. So, Meisvei, Dvorim Shitarti L'Chakan, Osarti L'Chakan. Right, my love tefillin. Things I was matter you here by a Beis Hakise Aroi, but I was not matter you by a Beis Hakise Kavua. My love tefillin isn't that tefillin, that you can bring tefillin into a Beis Hakise Aroi, right, and be mashtin. But not in the Beis Hakise Kavua, even just to be mashed. They're not. Right? So, Hora, that's a called, E Amras, one second, E Amras Bishloma Beis Hillel, E Tarti Luchakan, Kavua, Sarti Luchakan, Beis Hakise Aroi. Eli E Amras Beis Shamai, Holo Shoru, Velo Midi. Right? Beis Shamai says you're never allowed to bring till into the Beis Hakise. So this can't go like Beis Shamai. Elamai goes like Beis Hillel. Comes out that in a Beis Hakise Kavua Taka, you could bring in your tefillin, like Beis Hillel said, but in a Beis Hakise Aroi, you can't. And the Chor will see, the Chor, as far as just the opposite, Beis Hakise Kavua is more chomer than a Beis Hakise Aroi. Why would you be allowed to carry your tefillin with you into a Beis Hakise Kavua, but not into a Beis Hakise Aroi, where it's only for Hashton? So the Gemara says, Kitan Yahil in Tefach Utfachai. No, that's for a different halacha. And the Svara that the Gemara thought in the beginning was like this. That we'll get in the end. The Gemara Saka says the Svara in the end. So let's hold off and we'll get to the Gemara Saka. Gemara says, no. That's not that you can't bring tefillin, even according to Beis Hillel, into a Beis Hakise Aroi. Right? Even though you're allowed to bring it into a Beis Hakise Kavua. But that which the Brisa says, that what I was matter over here, I asked over here, is not talking about tefillin in a Beis Hakise Kavua and a Beis Hakise Aroi. It's talking about a different thing. Tefach Utfachayim. The Tani Chada. One Brisa says that when you defecate, you can uncover yourself from behind one tefach, and in front two tefachim. Okay? The Ben Ish Chai says this only applies where you're going to the bathroom where it's opened, where people could see. But if you're behind a closed door, where nobody else is in the bathroom and nobody can come into the bathroom, then these halachas don't apply. You have to be tzanua, but these halachas specifically don't apply where you have a closed door bathroom. Okay, which therefore, for most part, unless you're in the army, these halachas aren't really nogeya. But in any case, so the halacha is that you're allowed to uncover from behind one tefach and in front two tefachim, because in front you have to be careful that you don't have what's it called, drops of urine on your body, which we'll see is a problem. The Tanya Edith, another brisa says, La'achrov tefach ulefanav lo klum, that behind you can uncover one tefach, and in front, nothing. My lav idi v'idi v'ish. Both are talking about a man. V'lo kasha kan l'gdolim kan l'ktani. Right? Then, when you're urinating, so then you need to uncover in front two tefachim, right, and behind one. Mashen kein, when you're osik gdolim, right, there, you don't need to uncover in the front anything, because you're sitting down. So in the front, you don't need to uncover anything. In the back, you need one tefach. Where it says, "Atispra ibiktanim la'achrov tefach lamali." If you're only urinating, why do you have to uncover in the back anything? Right? The back is not involved. The club. Ela'idiv'idiv'gdolim. Right? Both are talking where you're also gdolim. Below kasha. Ha'v'ish v'ha'v'isha. Ha'v'isha. One's talking about a man, one's talking about a woman. Ihachi, the man, uncovers in front two tefachim, and in behind one, and a woman doesn't uncover anything in the front, she doesn't need anything in the front to uncover, I only uncovers in the back one tefach. Where it says, Ihachi hadiktani Allah, zu kal v'chomer she'ein olav tshuva, my ein olav tshuva, what kind of kal v'chomer is there over here? Right? Kal v'chomer she'ein olav tshuva, that if you would go, what's it called? Dark of the milsohachi, he says, oh, kavachomer, it is though, it's just a svara, right? It's just that's the way people were made. Women don't have to uncover themselves at all in the front to be able to go to the bathroom. They always sit down to go to the bathroom, and everything is pretty much in the back, and therefore they don't need to uncover anything in the front. And men do. So what's this, if it wouldn't be, I told you, salach would be a kavachomer, the chain of tshuva. Elalav tefillin, right? Must be that it's talking about tefillin. And you're allowed to go into a Beis HaKisei Kavu, according to Beis Hillel, with tefillin, but not a Beis HaKisei Aroi. Can't be mashtin with tefillin. The Tiyufta the Rava, and this is breaks up what Rava said before, that less Hilchas HaKar Masnisa, that goes Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to be mashtin with tefillin. Omer Rav Sheshes, Tiyufta, right, you're right, this destroys Rava. But Mikoma Kom Kasha, right, the device of the Svara doesn't make any sense. Okay, now we've ascertained that even according to Beis Hillel, who says you're allowed to bring tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, but you're not allowed to bring them and urinate with them in a Beis HaKisei Aroi. So the device is, why would a Beis HaKisei Aroi be worse than a Beis HaKisei Kavua? Has the Beis HaKisei Kavua, Shari? Beis HaKisei Aroi lo kol shekein? Hachikomer. Beis HaKisei Kavua de lekenit sozos, Shari. Vaya Beis HaKisei Kavua means you're going to do gedolim. So you're sitting down. So there's no chash that the urine is going to go on your legs. So there's no drops. So there's no problem. Beis HaKisei Aroi, but Beis HaKisei Aroi, where you're only urinating, so you're standing up, the ika nitzotzos, and there are drops that could go on your legs. Asri. Right there, it's asri. Okay. Rashi.
When I was matter you in the Beis HaKisei Kavua, I asked in the Beis HaKisei Aroi. My love tefillin. She'omru Beis Hillel osam biyado v'nichnas l'Beis HaKisei Kavua u'lahashtin v'yam osru kin mufarish time l'kamon. Even though you're allowed to do gedolim with tefillin, holding them in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, you're not allowed to be mashtin with tefillin, even according to Beis Hillel. Holo shor Beis HaKisei Kavua kitanya hi lav le'inyin tefillin. So Mar says, no, it's not talking about tefillin. Tanya elo le'inyin gilui tefach u'tfachayim le'gdolim eino megala le'tefach u'letani megala tfachayim. Beis HaKisei Kavua means gedolim. Beis HaKisei Aroi means ktanim. When you're in a Beis HaKisei Aroi, you have to cover up. You're allowed to uncover in front two tefachim. When you're in Beis HaKisei Kavua, you don't cover up in front anything. The alokoi gilui tefachim shitarti lechokan osarti lechokan. When it was matter for you to uncover two tefachim here is awesome. La'achrov tefach v'lo yosher mishum tznias. L'fonav tvachai mishum kiluach miraglayim hanitzim l'rachok.
Since when you're standing and urinating, there's a chance that the drops will fall on your body. There you have to uncover more.
My la, v'haynu dekomer la'el, dvorim shitart l'cho b'shakise aroya, sarti l'cho b'kavua. Ela idi v'idi b'gdolim. U'mitoshu dochek atzmo l'gdolim, u'bo li dektani. Hilkach b'ish m'la'achrov tefach, u'mlefonav tvachayim. Ubiisha milfaneha valoklon, lahochikomar, hodle el, dvorim shosarti lechobiisha, hitarti lechobiish.
What's osir for a woman to uncover is mutter for a man. One second, I don't think we got here yet.
Samara says, Kan the Dolan Kan the Tanim, tefach lomali, ela idi vigdolin, velo kasha, hobiish, vahobiisha. Yachi hadiktani Allah zeu kal v'chomer shenav tshuva mai ainul of tshuva darke the milsa hachisa elalav tefillin v'tiyufta the rav amar rav sheshes tiyufta mikol makom kasha.
Okay, you're right. What Rava said before that a beisul holds you're allowed to be mashtin with tefillin is not right. Right, it's aser in a beis hakise haroi, but the ma'is it's a kasha. Hashpa beis hakise kavua shori beis hakise haroi lakoshkein hachi kamer beis hakise kavua dlekan itzotus shori beis hakise haroi dikan itzotus asrin. Yachi amai ainol of tshuva, right? Tshuva ma'al yisrahi. What do you mean kal v'chomer she'ainol of tshuva? We have a great tshuva. What was the kal v'chomer? If by beis hakisei kavu etz mutter, kosh kein beis hakisei aroi, and this was a kal v'chomer she'ainol of tshuva. I have a tshuva. Tshuva is, in beis hakisei aroi there's nitzotzos, and in beis hakisei kavu there's no nitzotzos. So that's the reason why there's a difference. So why is the Gemara say that this wouldn't be for this halacha, this is a kal v'chomer, you can't answer. I have a great answer.
Hachikom. Ha nilsa tesi la betoris taima.
Don't learn this by using the svar of a kavachomer. Do it because this is the nature of the thing, right? The nature of going to the bathroom, standing up, is different than sitting down. And therefore, what you're allowed to bring, tefillin or whatever, is only by Beisak Kisei Kavua, not by Beisak Kisei Aroi. But don't learn it with other kinds of svaris, right? Di Asila B'Toris Kal V'Chomer, Ze Kal V'Chomer Sheino of Tshuva. Because if you're not going to understand the reasoning behind it, that's a natural difference, and you're going to try to learn svaris over here, that this is a Kal V'Chomer, if you're allowed to do it in a Beisak Kisei Kavua, Koshken, you're allowed to bring tefillin to Beisak Kisei Aroi. But if you understand the svara, then there's no kal v'chomer over here. It's more of a natural kind of thing. Okay, Rashi. Ihochi glinin tevach tvachayim toni dvarim shitart l'chakan asart l'chakan hodik toni alo b'seifa dido the zehu kal v'chomer she'en olof tshuva the dover hazeh yesh l'chala shiveni kal v'chomer. Right? You could really ask on me, it's a kal v'chomer. How could I say that it's mutter n'beis hakisei kavu and osur n'beis hakisei aroi? Kal v'chomer that it's not like that. The Ainli Olof Tshuva, I wouldn't have any answer to answer you. I Amrish B'Shlomo B'Tfilin Ka'omar, Ukeda Amoran, Ubeis Hillel Hi, Hainu Tani Yesh Kan Lahakshos Kal V'Chomer, Hashto Beis Hakisi Kavua Shori Beis Hakisi Aroi Niboya, The Ainli Tshuva La'ashiv Cholov, I don't have an answer to that. Ela I Amrish Li'in Tefach U'Tfachayim, but if you say it's talking about how much you're allowed to uncover, that's a svara. My Kal V'Chomer Yesh Lahakshos Kan, Urcha Demil Sachihu, Sha'ish Tzorch L'Galus L'Fana, V'lo Aisha. Tiyufta the Rava Omer of Sheshes, the Omer Beis Shammai Hi, the Lo Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel holds that you could be mashtin and tefillin in a Beis Hakisei Aroi. No, that we've slugged up. Dimkein lo mishkachas midi lo ok mahach brisa, the Tony maishi tarki l'chokan, asarti l'chokan. There's no other way of explaining this brisa except by tefillin. The lekan itzotzo, so what's the reason, Taka? Shehe tzorech l'shafshich on b'yamino me'al raglav. Because you need your hand free, not holding the tefillin, to wipe off droplets from your leg, right? So that's only where you're standing up to urinate. You need a free hand to wipe off your leg. But where you're sitting down, we're not afraid that there'll be droplets, so you can be holding your tefillin. And you don't need your right hand to clean yourself off, because you're not allowed to wipe yourself with your right hand, you wipe yourself with your left hand. So you hold the tefillin in your right hand, you wipe yourself with your left hand. Mashenking with the nitzotzos, there you have to get them off good, you need to do it with your right hand. Deikin nitzotzos, hanitzin agavi raglov, barabino sechas yom, a mitzvah l'shach shafan. It's a mitzvah to get them off, so that there's no
remnant of the droplets on your legs. You're not allowed to go out of the bathroom with your legs full of urine. People may suspect or think that there's something wrong with you, that you're not healthy when it comes to your urinating, and there's something wrong with your clay hashtana, and therefore you're a krushovka, and you can't remain married to your wife. Right? Your, what's it called? Your genitals are impaired. And that's called a krushovka. Something is caught or in the urinary tract, and that's what's called a something that's usher to live with a regular Jewess. Not allowed. It's a lawful bakal. You can only get married to people that are psulim, manzer, yoris, whatever, but not a regular Jew. The nimtza motzi laz al bonav. And if that's the case, also, right? If you're a krushovka and you have kids, how'd you have the kids? Right? Because krushovka usually can't have kids. So people will say they're probably not his kids. They're probably mamzerim. So you're also being motzi laz on your children. Therefore you shouldn't hold your tefillin and leave your right hand free to wipe off your legs. Okay. Hamilsa tefillin besakise aroi the kavua teisila b'toris time of a hatter besakise kavua es ha'aser b'besakise aroi mishum time of the nitzotos. Learn this with understanding the reasoning behind it. Don't learn it with the kinds of svaras that are like a kavachomer, because you get into trouble then. Diasila b'toris kavachomer lomer din hu lahakul besakise aroi tau ulahachmer besakise chomer. Because if you learn this as a chumra and a kula, right, what applies in a besakise aroi is kal, and what applies in a besakise kavua is chomer, right? In mitarti the kavua shu kal, b'dover ploni nater b'shal aroi shu chomer, but avol taima ika l'may davdinam, the hocha ika nitzotus v'hocha leka. Right? If you do it with a kal v'chomer, it doesn't make any sense. If I was matarit in the besakise aroi, which is kal, kolshkein in a besakise kavu, which is chomer, kolshkein in the kal. So it doesn't make sense to learn it the other way, that a besakise is aroi is more chomer than a besakise kavua. Right, but if you have the svara, then davdina, the hocha ikenitzotus, hocha lekel, the davrazel, lav kalva chomer, lo kalva lo chomer. It has nothing to do with kalva chomer, it has to do with the svara. Right, it's logical, right, and natural that this should be the halach. Okay, let's go on. Tan Rabban, harotz likanis l'sudas keva, mahalich asora pa'amim dalad amos, or dalad pa'amim asora amos, the yifne. Before a person goes to eat a meal, a kavua meal, which is anything more than a kebeya of bread, that's called suda kavua, just like by sukkah, whatever. So if you're going to be sitting down to eat a meal that's more than a kebeya of bread, you have to go to the bathroom first. It's not covered to get up at a suda kavua and go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. But if you're only having a snack, then you don't have to do this. So how do you induce yourself to go to the bathroom? Either you walk 10 times 4 amos or 4 times 10 amos. And that will help to make you go to the bathroom. The Acher Nichnas, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Nichnas of Sudas Keva, Cholech Tfilah, the Acher Kach Nichnas. By a Sudas Keva, you have to take off your tefillin, and then you can go into, you don't eat a Sudas Keva with tefillin on. And like, all these halachas are not Nogei Lamaisa, because today, where we don't wear tefillin all day, you don't eat anything. Sudas Keva, Sudas Aroi, with your tefillin on. Take them off to eat, Bechlal. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Shulchan Shlomo, that these halachas were only in a time when people wore tefillin all day. But for a sudas keva, right, holy tefillah, the achnitnas, a plea of prayer, the omer of prayer, meinichen al shulchano, the chain hodurla. Right, you don't leave them outside, you bring them into the sud and put them on the table, so you'll be ready to put them on as soon as you finish eating. The ad emas, till when are you to have the tefillin off? Omer of nachem bar yitzot, adzman bracha, till benching. Some say that you put them on between mayim achronim and benching. And even though normally nothing should separate between mayim achronim and benching, tefillin is different. And others hold you put them on before mayim achronim. Tani chada tzorer adam tefillah v'ma'osav. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Hanichnas hasudas kevav. Ugnai hu shi'itztorech l'nekavav b'sol hasudas. It's not nice that you should have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. By hasudas kevav. Mahalik Hasorah Pamim. Uvechol Pam Upam Bodikas Etz Asmo V'Yoshev. Ula Yuchal Leiponis. And he tried to go to the bathroom after each time. Shahilich Morid Hagdolim Lenekev. Walking helps to induce going to the bathroom. Chol Eitz Tfilot. Shema Yishtakar V'Suda V'Yizgana V'Tfilot. Suda's Keva were afraid that you may get drunk. You start drinking wine, you get drunk, and that's and you have your tefillin on. V'chein hodr lo, shumuzumonim lo v'yazav v'nichem b'shas bracha. Better to bring them in and put them on the table, so as soon as you'll be able to put them back on, you'll have them there to put them back on. Okay. Toni chada, tzorer odem tefillot imma osa v'var ksuso. Right? You're allowed to, one b'raisa says that you're allowed to put money, right, in the same bag as you have your tefillin. And we'll see, Rashi doesn't mean, it says it's not mamish in the same compartment, but you make two knots in this bag, and in one side you have the tefillin, the other side you have your money. Rashi, bafarksuso sudur shorosho. You have head dress, and you make it into a bag to put your tefillin in. So you tie it, you tie it, and now it's a sack, like a hermit's, whatever, right? What you can do is you make it two things, make two knots. So you have now one compartment, another compartment. Rashi, imma osav, lo im hamos mamish, not mamish in the same compartment. Ela shnei sharim zeitzel zeh, two knots, one next to the other, and you have one knot makes one compartment, the other knot makes the other compartment. Okay, so you're allowed to, to do that. The Tanya Ilach, lo yotzer. Another Bryce says you can't do that. Lo kasha. Hod da azmenei, hod lo azmenei. It depends if you designated it for tefillin or not. If you designated this thing for tefillin, so then you can't use it for anything else. If you didn't designate it for tefillin, then you can use it for something else. Domra chista, hai sudr de tefillin, da azmenei lemetzer by tefillin. Right? If you have a tefillin zekel that you designated for putting tefillin in, right, then tsar de tefillin, if you put tefillin in it at least once, you designated it for tefillin and you put tefillin in it once at least, then also the mitzvah be pshite, then you're not allowed to put coins in it. Now, so one of the mefarshim says, why before we said you're allowed to put zuzeh, right? Sorer odem tefillin imma osav. And later on it also says, Azmene below Tsarbe, Tsarbe below Azmene, if you designated it, but you never put any tefillin in. Or you put tefillin in, but you never designated it for tefillin. You just happened to put tefillin into it, but you didn't designate it for tefillin, so you have Hazmana without putting it in, or putting it in without Hazmana, then it's mutter. Right? Shori le Meitzer be Zuze. Then you're allowed to put coins in. Zuze are small change. Pshite are big coins. Pshite you leave in longer because you don't use them that often. So the one that says you're allowed to do it says you're even allowed to put things you'll leave in there a long time. The one that says you can't do it says you can't even put small change that you're only going to put there a short time. Okay. So this is halacha of hazmona. Ulabaya domer hazmona mil. So baya holds that designating it is enough to aser it. Okay? Because you have a bag. So if you designate that bag for tefillin and you put tefillin in, everybody holds you're not allowed to put anything else into that bag. If you designated the bag for tefillin, but you never put tefillin in it, right? Or you didn't designate it for tefillin, but you put tefillin in there, but without the intention of using it for tefillin constantly, then the fact that you put tefillin in one time doesn't aser putting other things in there afterwards, right? And just designating it doesn't aser it either. But that's machlokas Rav and Abaya. Abaya holds that hazmona milsa. And Abaya holds Hazmona Milsa, and Rava holds Hazmona Lav Milsa. We pass Kuntaka Hazmona Lav Milsa. But what Hazmona is are different opinions also. Some say that the only kind of Hazmona is where you did a Misa. You made the bag of the tefillin, right? And you made it for the sake of tefillin. But if you just stand with your mouth, said, I'm making this bag that's already made for tefillin, that's not called Hazmona, according to, who says that? I think Tosis says that. Yeah. That's Tosis. The Ran and the Rama say that you don't need a mice, you don't have to make the bag, but you have to do something with the bag. I pick up the bag and I say, this bag is for tefillin. If I just look at the bag and say it's for tefillin, that Tosus holds is what's it called? That the Ran and the Ramah hold is not hazmona. Right? But if I pick up the bag and say, this is for tefillin, they hold that's enough of a ma'isa. Tosus holds, no, you have to make the bag for the sake of tefillin. Just pick it up is not enough. And the Ramban holds that just saying it is called hazmona. It's not really no gela ma'isa because we hold hazmona's love. Whatever you do is not called, not enough. You have to designate it, and you have to have the thing inside. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya says if it's something movable, then it's enough just to designate it with your mouth. And if it's something that's not movable, then you have to do a ma'isa in it. Okay. The Ramah also holds, and the Ramah also holds like that, that this halach of hazmona milsa or hazmona lav milsa is only by tashmishe kedusha, things that are subordinate to things of kedusha. But kedusha itself, like a sefer Torah, parshios of tefillin or whatever, there hazmona is milsa. They're just designating it already. Like if you have cloth that you're going to write a sefer Torah on, and you designate it to write a sefer Torah, then hazmona milsa. Then everybody holds hazmona milsa. The machlokas abayin rova, according to the Ramah, is only by what's it called by tashmishe mitzvah, ritzuas of tefillin, things like that. And the Ramban holds that doesn't make a difference. Hazmona milsa is, the machlokas is by both, and the halacha is taka hazmona lav milsa. Let's just finish up the inyan here. Okay, that's okay, we just finished the inyan. Let's see, Rashi. Hod azmene, hod lo azmene, lahi sudr l'tfilin. Whether you designated this sudr to be used now specifically for tfilin, to keep in the azmene, since you designated it, shuv osur lotzer bomols. Now you're not allowed to use it for anything else but tfilin. Me'achar shehik tzolatah, since you set it aside for tfilin. Tzarvei, but the halacha is, if you actually use it for tfilin, e azmene in, e lo azmene lo. If you actually use it for tefillin, if before that you had designated it for the tefillin, then both of those things together make it miyuchat to tefillin, right? But in ilo azmene, lo kaddish. But if you didn't designate it, you just used it, happened to use it for tefillin one time, you can use it for other things after that, since you didn't designate it for tefillin. B'shar l'meitzer bay, then you can use it for other things. V'hachi tanya v'hedyu b'sanhedrin. He niach bo tefillav, yo niach bo mos. Even though you put tefillin in, you're allowed to put money in too also. He said, not in the same mamish, the same compartment, but in a different compartment, or in the same compartment when the tefillin aren't there. But when the tefillin are there, you can't put money together with the tefillin, no matter what. The machlokas is by when you're weaving a tachrichin for a mace. So just designating for a mace, you didn't put it on the mace yet. Tachrichim are also bahano, right? Once they're on the mace. So the shaila is, when did they become asur b'hanoa? When you designated them for tachrichim? Or only when you designated them and you actually used them for a mace, then you can't use them for anything else. But if you never use them for a mace, Rava holds that just the designation doesn't asur it. The perek nigmar adin, that's the makor of this machlokas, and that's the same thing would apply to tefillin.